We are naturally frightened by illness. We try to avoid pain and suffering. But is being terminally ill mean God is punishing us? Or could it be considered a sort of blessing? Stay tuned to find out. Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. The following story was told by Dr. Giorgio Festa. He was one of the first doctors to examine Padre Pio's stigmata. He became a spiritual son of Padre Pio, and he was also one of Padre Pio's collaborators in the construction of the House of the Relief of Suffering, which was under construction at the time of the events of this story. Dr. Festa tells us, a distinguished young man lived in San Martino. His name was Giuseppe Tosi, known as Peppino. When he was 24 years old, the poor young man was overtaken by a terrible disease called sarcoma, a disease that medicine had not yet been able to defeat. Just a quick explanation, sarcoma is the general term for a broad group of cancers that begin in the bones and the soft tissues. It can occur in various locations in the body. Back to the story. The sarcoma had spread throughout the brain. Peppino's illness was diagnosed as incurable by the village doctors and by various doctors in Rome. One of them, Dr. Bonni, a radiologist from our university, wanted to subject him to radiation in hope of eliminating the tumor. But it was all in vain. One day, the good Padre Pio advised his parents to bring him to me, perhaps so that he too could diagnose the sad case. I did not hide the fact that seeing him go through this terrible disease made me feel a deep sadness. When I examined him, he had been in pain for more than a year, and some time ago, he lost sight in both his eyes due to the strong pressure exerted by the tumor on the part in front of the optic nerve. The local and general suffering caused by such a severe disease was undoubtedly very intense. The young man found solace in the presence of the humble friar Gargano, although he could not see him because he was deprived of sight. So he traveled from San Martino to San Giovanni Rotondo in the company of his parents. These trips were frequent. He stayed as long as possible so that he could refresh his spirit at the pure source of love that flowed from San Giovanni. So with a comforted soul, and always accompanied by his parents, who never left him, he returned home, fueled with prayers, pains, and heavenly visions. Peppino learned to pray the Rosary, a prayer so dear to the Blessed Virgin. Every evening, he invited the family around him to his little room so they could say it out loud. Padre Pio was an excellent priest, but also deeply human. He never lost hope in Peppino's recovery. At certain moments, his parents told me, Padre Pio strongly encouraged the young man to have hope. Every human being, though he had reached the prime of his life, feels strongly attached to the body which is joined to his poor bones. How much more the desire to live must be felt by that young heart that had just began to explore life, that had just began to appreciate its fragrance, and in whose life the most tender and fragrant flowers of his imagination are beginning to sprout. Padre Pio, who had the heart of a man and who knew these things well, always gave Peppino hope every time he had to undergo a new treatment at the doctor. Later, when the treatment failed, Padre Pio concluded, "As you can see, my son, it was a good trial, so I can say with certainty that man's life cannot be affected by science or various treatments, but only by God and the wonderful power of His mercy." In this way, the soul of the young man, with the daily prayers that the priest Gargano taught him about God's mercy, always with complete submission of the spirit, prepared for the supreme day. The priest had a clear vision of Peppino's future, and felt it his duty to inform him, and a voice undoubtedly trembling with emotion, and possibly interrupted by suppressed sobs, that the great day which the Lord had decided to call him to him was near, and that therefore he should be prepared. Without any anger, with a smile on his face, the young man answered, "Lord, let your will be done, not mine." He received a last gentle hug from the priest, and returned as usual by car in the company of his parents. When he got home, he lay down on the bed, and occasionally complained of a strange feeling in his head. "I feel like my head is going to burst," he told his family who watched him. Afterwards, he remained silent and absorbed himself in fervent prayer. That lasted a little over a month. Then, almost unaware of those present, he exhaled like the Lord's kiss. That the headaches he suffered from were truly terrible was shown after his death by the cancer-related injuries to the back of his head. This explains what he felt when he said, "I feel like my brain is about to burst." This lamentation, however, was repeated very rarely during his last days. Although Father Pio suffered greatly from the loss of this chosen soul, he said, "He is blessed. He was raised to the heights of heaven, passing lightly over the threshold of purgatory." This is how God's messenger prepared him for his final journey. Once again, in a thrilling and illuminating way, he showed himself as a spiritual father, a wise, prudent, and attentive director, and an incomparable teacher of knowledge and love, worthy beyond any doubt of his apostolate and his great ministry. End of Dr. Festa's testimony. I heard once from a priest that he would like to be ill before he dies. He spoke of illness as if it was a blessing. He explained that we do not know the day or the hour of our death, and that illness actually helps us prepare for that moment better than anything else. It gives us the time and freedom to completely immerse ourselves in faith. If we suffer here on earth, we earn further merits for heaven. In purgatory, we are purified of any faults, but without further merit. When we are young and healthy, we may likely put off confession and other spiritual practices and devotions. Our main focus is on worldly things. We feel as if we have a lot of time. That's when many of us fall asleep to spiritual things. It's often only when we get sick that we turn to God for help and consolation. So yes, sickness and terminal illness can be considered a blessing, as it was in the case of Peppino, who learned how to pray the rosary during his hard times, and, according to Padre Pio, ended up in heaven. Thank you for listening. Please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have chosen some videos especially for you on the end screen, or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.